Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get in the queue.
That's the Hollies bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with a new friend, Bridget Labus. Bridget is one of the co-founders of Sixth Course. The Sixth Course, which is a pastry business. She's a pastry chef, a professional, trained and experienced pastry chef, along with her partner, Giannino Serrano. Now, is Giannino, Bridget, is Giannino a pastry chef as well?
Yes, she is.
So you guys are right there, side by side, in front of the oven and everything. So thanks again for hanging out with us, Bridget, and in the previous segment, folks. If you missed it, you can pick it up on the website where we talked about how they came to be in business and her advice for business owners. But what we're going to do right now is, up to now, Bridget, your business has flourished on Main Street without having a storefront. But you're in the process of opening a storefront, if I understand correctly. But you are already in the cloud with your business, right?
That's correct.
So what's the website? How do I get there? How do I buy your stuff?
Well, if you go to our website, you can click the shop button, and it'll take you to an online store.
What is the website? What is the website? We need to know.
Oh, it's sixthcourse.com.
All right, Sixth Course, just like it sounds, folks. Just go to sixthcourse.com and click on. Now, what are you offering? I'm probably not going to find any chocolate covered cake donuts or crullers there, right? Those are a little too blue collar for you fancy guys, right?
Yeah, sorry to disappoint you, but
hard to beat a good old cruller and a glass of chocolate milk, but I like chocolate truffles too.
I'm sure you do.
So is that what you're doing now? Is that you're doing things that can transport, right?
Yeah, this was a easy way for us to get our brand out there on the shelves, and the chocolate truffles were the best way to do it.
What is the truck? Tell the audience, in case you got too many blue collar people out there like me who don't buy the fancy stuff so much. What does a chocolate truffle look like?
Well, they're small bite sized chocolates, and usually they have there's a nice textural contrast between the shell and the filling,
right?
And the fillings are, well, especially in our case, we tend to have somewhat out of the box flavors.
Oh, okay. So you're a little off the wall. Is that what you're saying, Bridget?
Yeah, we like to push the limits a little bit.
You push the envelope. But now in a truffle, there's no cake or anything, right? It's not like a piece of pie or anything. It's all candy.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. It's chocolate, cream, butter, and some flavoring component to that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I can go there and buy. Can I order a certain kind? Can I get some kind of customized truffle on your website?
Well, right now we offer we have about 20 different flavors, and you can buy those individually, or we have our trademark chocolate lines, which are caramels, wine and spirits, and the chef's choice, and those are prepackaged with 6 different flavors in a box.
Well, now, is the caramel the same flavor as caramel?
Yes, it is.
Okay, all right. I just want to get that cleared up.
Yeah.
So they order. What's the minimum they can order?
They come in a box of 6, and that's the smallest minimum order.
Yeah, because the shipping costs. You got to lay that all in there. So how do you ship it overnight or by courier, or you mail it, or what do you do?
Right now we're using priority mail from the United States Post.
Right. If it fits, it ships.
It certainly does. Right now that's kind of the most affordable way for us and the consumer to get their hands on our product.
So how long does it take to go across country?
I think it's, to the East Coast, it'll probably take about 2 to 3 days.
I got you. All right. So So how's it been going? How's your online sales been going?
You know, we've had some steady growth. The online store has been open now for, almost 3 months now. Yeah. And, it's been really good.
Do you have a mobile site?
Yes.
Good. You got to have a mobile site. So what's your advice to people who are, what have you learned about taking your business online that you have advice for folks?
Well, it really increases your, accessibility for the consumer, and everybody you have options.
Well, and so now you've got your wholesale business, as you built your business on so far. You're thinking about, you're probably working on opening up a storefront. You got your online business. It's not that either one of those is going to make you rich. It's that all three of them together give you the maximum opportunity to be successful, to have sustainability, right?
Absolutely. And, I definitely think that's where, these cloud-based applications come in to help, bring it all together.
Yeah, and so this is what I tell most people who have a traditional storefront, and if they don't have an online capability, they're missing opportunity. It doesn't cost that much to get in the cloud to do your business online, and it can bring great opportunity and maybe help ride through tough times. If you have that on Main Street, give us the website again, Bridget.
It's sixcourse.com.
Will you come back in a few months or a year or so and let us know how things are going?
Absolutely, I will.
Love to have you back. Bridget Labus, ladies and gentlemen, sixcourse.com. Check them out. See what you think. Order some of their truffles. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.